Okay, so that was how to lead in prayer. It helps if you know how to pray, but if they ask you to lead in prayer, they probably think you do. So don't make the mistakes of forgetting that you are speaking to God and that you are leading other people. I gave you a structure so that you aren't wandering around the collect structure. So you address God, mention God's attributes, make a petition, thank God, and close in the name of Jesus. That's the historical structure, and you can use that and expand that if you need it. Pray content. Ask the Lord to give you a Bible verse that relates to the point of the meeting. And pray in thanks and in faith. Delivery tips, be clear, be the right volume, have the appropriate affect, and pray in faith. Then if you're leading in a mixed group, you have to make decisions about what's appropriate and the least offensive possible. And so it is possible to pray a Judeo-Christian prayer and include Jews. It is possible to pray a vanilla prayer that's respectful in terms of Christianity, although it would leave out the name of Jesus. And I think there are some problems with that. I question in the military, you don't want all vanilla prayers because the Christians need to pray in the name of Jesus. But there might be a time when you feel it's appropriate to offer a vanilla prayer. And so I told you how to do that. And I would like to offer one last thought. So many times I get involved in discussions about why prayers don't get answered. And I think that prayers are answered, but I do believe in prayer. And I believe that God answers prayers. And I have a whole teaching about all the biblical reasons why a prayer might not get answered, like maybe you're quarreling. But the number one reason, or maybe you're in unforgiveness, the number one reason that prayers don't get answered is they were never prayed. The number one reason why prayers don't get answered is because they don't get prayed. Is that biblical? You have not because you ask not. Okay, it's high time that we do pray. We need to pray seriously for our nation. We need to pray seriously for our leaders, and that includes our church leaders. Oh my goodness. Yes, dear Lord, help us to pray. We need to pray. And it is good and right in our public meetings that we stop and acknowledge the Lord. And so we need people to lead in prayer. So pray and lead people. In fact, I often like to say, accompany me to the throne of grace. That maybe is a signature phrase of mine, because that's what I understand ministry to be, is putting people in touch with God. And I'm a teacher, and so I'm teaching you how to do that, okay? Pray, lead in prayer. Hallelujah.